We are talking here today with Jonathan Dose from our Weva Community School, also a member of the Carroll Boys swim team. He is going to be headed to Concordia to swim in college. Jonathan, first of all, congratulations. Appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. It sounds like talking with you, Jonathan, glad to have this recruiting process over. Kind of take us through. It's been going on for about a year. How did this process start for you?
Well, my parents, they have some friends from seminary, like the school my dad went to go to become a pastor. And their daughter goes out there and she's like, hey, you should, she reached out to my mom. She's like, hey, Concordia, they have a really nice swim program. And at first, I didn't really think much of it because a solid swim program to a non-swimmer is a solid swim program. So I didn't really think much of it. So I just eventually just kind of looked up the swim program and the school and everything. And it looked like they were a D2 school. And I like what they had to offer. So I think in April, I messaged the coach, Coach Bergen, on the recruiting profile that I have, and he replied. He replied to my email in 2 days, and then we talked on the phone. So that was nice. And I got off the phone with him the first time. I was like, wow, I like this guy. I could definitely see myself out there. I like what he has to offer. And then, yeah, we kind of just, talked throughout the, rest of the month and stuff like that. Twice a month, I think. And then I took a visit out there in November and I really liked it. I loved the team. I met some of the teammates, met some of my future teammates. And then the weather out there is pretty nice too. Obviously, but, yeah, and then I didn't really talk much throughout the high school swim season. I was basically focusing on swim and everything, so I didn't really talk to him much then. But then afterwards, I was like, you know what? I've got it down to two schools. Morningside was also in there, but then I felt like it was God's call to go to Concordia. So I messaged him saying I wanted to commit. Just before districts. So,
how much did you look at Morningside, and did they get themselves into that battle much at all? Because it sounds like Concordia out there and Irvin really kind of sunk in with you right away.
Oh yeah, I mean, Coach Svoboda, the assistant coach up there, he reached out to me after my freshman season, saying, "Hey, I like what you have to offer, and I'm excited to see what you do for the next 4 years." And then, yeah, they were kind of in there in that recruiting process too these past couple months. I took a visit out there during football season, and the coaches were also very, very personal. Yeah, and then I was also looking to sing in the choir up there too, which that was a big factor in there too. So.
Talk about that. How did that weigh into your decision?
I don't know. I'm probably not gonna sing in the choir out in Concordia, but I don't know. He was the director at Morningside was just super personal, and he actually was the director of an honor choir that I went to. And I was like, man, I could definitely see myself doing both activities up at Morningside, which is easily possible. Morningside offers their kids to do multiple things, which was really what I was looking into. So I'm not sure if I'm going to do it out in Concordia, though. I'll probably just be pretty busy. So.
Did you always know you wanted to swim, or did band and choir kind of peek into that a little bit, and would that have been something you'd have thought about going to school for as well?
I guess choir kind of just peeked in there just a little bit. I've always had the dream to swim in college. I've always had the dream to go to Iowa, but then they they cut their men's swim program. So, yeah, that was obviously that's out of the picture. But yeah, just towards the end there, choir kind of just sneaked in there.
Take us through your trip out to Irvine. What was it about the campus? What was it about the program that made you decide that that is for sure really where you wanted to go?
I think it was, I don't know. Just everybody was super personal. I mean, similar to Morningside. The relationship with the coach again, I think that was a big thing because he gave me like his own like separate tour basically. Like we got the, you know, just the normal admissions tour, but then like, you know, we had lunch with them, had lunch with some of the teammates. They were super nice. And then we went to go observe a practice, and the pool isn't actually on campus. So we had to drive there, and we rode with the coach. He gave us a ride to the pool and then back. And then just like the relationship that he had with the other swimmers that I saw, which was really nice. And then towards the end of my visit, or like at the end of the night, basically, he actually gave us a ride back to our hotel. And like the guy just never stopped talking. And I could have a conversation with him like the whole day pretty much. So yeah, I think it was just the teammates too. They're super nice. And then as far as my major, I'm excited to major in this in teaching ministry. So
what is it about that? I know your dad does that, but what is it about that made you fall in love with that as well? And how much did being able to do that kind of weigh into where you needed to go to college?
I don't know. My dad's definitely taught me a lot, though, with his major or with his career growing up in the church. Yeah. He just taught me to be good with like all sorts of different people. So I'm excited to, you know, teach little kids. I think that's like my strong suit is probably elementary. I enjoy teaching little kids, working with kids. And then I think, just teaching them about the Word of God is, what I want to do as well. So, and then Concordia, I mean, they specialize in that. So, I mean, I'm not going to, if I were to go to Morningside, I would just major in teaching. I wouldn't necessarily get like the Lutheran school teaching. Like I wouldn't be able to, it would just be the, just general education pretty much. So
does it matter to you where you end up with that major? Do you want to come back this way, or are you okay going anywhere where there's the ability to be able to do that for the rest of your life?
I'm okay to go wherever, to be honest. I'm good. I'm good to go wherever where God puts me. So if it's, I don't know, on the East Coast, West Coast, I don't know, Midwest, I'm okay with going back to Midwest. I mean, just anywhere. Anywhere is good. So
Jonathan, let's talk a little swimming again. You said you had long conversations with Coach. You can chat with him about anything and talk with him all day long. What did you guys talk about where he sees you fitting into the team, and what events do you feel like you've got a chance to maybe be able to participate in right away for the swim team?
I'm looking to do the sprint free and 100 butterfly. So 50, 100, and 200 free, and then 100 fly. So that's like basically my normal events right now. And, you know, he said that he's probably not going to put me in the mile just to see me swim the mile. Like, you know, he's like, he's going to have me swim the events that he recruited me for. So
what do you feel like?
I'll swim anything that he wants me to, but he basically just said that I was going to swim my normal events that I'm swimming right now. So
what do you feel like your strengths as a swimmer are, and where can you get better as well?
As far as getting better, I think I'm a three sport athlete right now. I've never really actually specialized in swimming. So I'm excited to see what I can do there. I mean, I think my technique is fine, like in the water and stuff. I think I have a lot to improve on. Like my turns and everything are not the best. And I think that's an easy fix after swimming I think that'll be an easy fix with swimming every day for like all year round, pretty much. So
what are you looking forward to being out at Irvine?
Probably the weather, and then just, I don't know, being away from home. It's kind of, it'll be nice, but I'll miss it probably. I'll miss it. There's times where I'll miss it, but yeah. And you know, I'm going to make so many new friends out there and stuff too. So that'll be really fun. So.
Well, I tell you what, Jonathan, I congratulate you on a great career with the Carroll swim team and throughout the rest of the sports that you've played through high school. Wish you the best of luck out there at Concordia Irvine, and appreciate you so much for joining us here today to talk about it.
Yes, thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Jonathan Dose again with the Carroll Boys swim team from Arweva Community School. He's headed to Concordia Irvine to continue his swim career.